Heat is the issue. Too much or too little can ruin Narcan. So emergency response units are being trained in how to keep it temperature secure in cruisers, trucks, and ambulances on blazing days and freezing nights. Bill Holland of the Summit County Sheriff's Department says learning to deal with such things is part of the expanding responsibility of safety forces.
I run our police academy, and I tell the cadets, the job that you get hired on today isn't going to be the same job you retire from in 25 years. It's going to change, and this carrying Narcan in the cruisers is no different. No one would have thought of this 10 years ago, and here we are coming up with plans to carry it and administer this drug. You know, you just have to change with the times and change the way you operate.
Narcan is typically used as a stopgap to keep overdose patients alive until they reach a hospital. I'm Tim Riddell, 89.7 WKSU.